This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From an unnamed texter, Doug emptied the bucket on a bye week. Well done, 1903 Pirates. Yep.
That's emptying the bucket.
Deacon Philippe, five starts in an eight-game series. Apparently an eight games.
It was a best out of eight series back then. Right.
First to win five games.
Even Gronk no math don't math up on that one.
David Work, that's why it's the Cy Young Award and not the Deacon Philippe Award. Scoobles winning, LOL. Next one, if they throw Montero tonight, his new nickname is going to be the Deacon. That's from Tom in Flat Rock. Sure. In 1903, men used to build houses with their bare hands and eat the spare lumber for lunch. So Deacon Philippe thing makes sense. That's from Dan and Ipsy.
Those are facts.
Next one, was Deacon Philippe throwing real gas at 53 miles per hour in 1903? He might have been a soft tosser. But it just triggered that memory. I was like, oh my God, Deacon Philippe or Deacon Philip or whatever the hell his name was.
Was it just one pitch back then, throw?
Yeah.
What's in his arsenal?
You want the one or you want the one? Give me the one. He walked three batters in the 44 innings that he pitched. In the World Series.
44 innings in 12 days.
And he built two houses.
Yeah.
With his bare hands.
And he lived through whooping cough.
Yeah. And they lost to the Boston Americans.
He was a probable that day when he had the whooping.
Anybody else want to pitch? Anybody? I guess I'm ready to go, Skip.
That's great.
I think Skip gave him the whooping cough.
Wonder how many Tiger pitchers haven't even thrown 44 innings this year. Hanifee hasn't.
I was going to say probably at least a handful. Yeah.
Ty Madden hasn't. Sean Gunther hasn't. Jackson Jobe obviously hasn't. McKinstry hasn't. All right, let's go to Benjamin. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, guys. So I've never stopped being a Tigers fan. Baseball is my first love. As far as sports goes, and it's weird to me, you know, when you look at the 2012 team and we have, you know, Rick Porcello, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, we have, you know, Avila, Miguel, all those different guys. It is so weird to me that I feel more confident with this team in the playoffs that they can make a run. Like with that team, I always felt nervous. Like, when's the shoe going to drop? Like, what's going to happen today? Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but I feel more confident in this team. And I wonder how many other, you know, Tigers fans feel the same.
I that's a great question. This team is just, first of all, they're so easy to get behind. They are so easy to get behind. And this feels like, I mean, it feels like a bit of hitting the sports lotto. I mean, but, you know, the question is, do we hit all the numbers in the Powerball? I don't know. I mean, that would be winning the World Series.
Exactly.
But it's, I don't know if I'm more confident in this group. I was pretty confident in some of those Tiger teams that had JV and Scherzer, for sure. Porcello, David Price. I mean, they took some really, really good teams into the postseason.
They did.
Yep.
So, apparently, King's got some more facts.
I mean, what else? We just emptied the entire bucket,
yeah.
Right?
On Deacon Philippe?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, it's definitely Philippe or Philippe.
Philippe,
sorry. Because apparently, according to IMDb, he is a distant relative of Ryan Philippi, the actor. Do you know who he is, Doug?
Of course not. Was he the coach in Remember the Titans?
No, that was Denzel Washington.
Oh, okay.
Never stop.
Do you know
that.
Who Reese Witherspoon
love
is?
You.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
he was married to her.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Cool. Good.
They're divorced now. Yeah, but anyways, he named his
bad for him.
Yeah. Anyways, they named their son Deacon after this pitcher.
No way.
Yes, Philippi. So that's
See?
How
and you say I don't know movies.
Yes, we say you don't know movies.
That's a good point. Dude started five of the eight games in a World Series, was going back-to-back complete games in 1903. And I'm saying do it, Montero. Cater Montero, the new Deacon Filippi. Philip Witherspoon.
I like that. That's good.
Deacon didn't have a war back then. He was at war. Like, he was fighting. Like,
oh, so funny. That's so great. Somebody on Twitch said, between games, he worked in the coal mines.
Didn't everybody?
That's not eye black.
I mean, fairness, he was pitching for Pittsburgh, so he probably had to do his shift, his full 10-hour shift at first.
Right. They didn't have steel back then.
Coal mines there.
Okay. The incline, he worked the incline.
He built the incline. Oh. No, you want this to go up and down the mountain? Oh, we should do that.
You do a really good Pittsburgh accent. How would you say the pitcher's name in Pittsburghese?
Oh, his name's Deacon Filippi. Oh. He stubbed his finger one time, but he was still able to pitch.
That stubbed his finger, or as someone from Pittsburgh would say?
Stoved. Didn't you know that?
Didn't you?
Yins.
Everybody likes that beer, too. What's the one from Pittsburgh?
Yingling?
Yeah.
Solid. It's solid.
I've never liked it.
No?
No, but I'm weird. I mean, this is not new news to anybody. Everything I like goes away.
Were you a Rolling Rock guy? Did you like Rolling Rock?
It's all right. You know who was a big Rolling Rock guy? Musburger.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah. Brett Musburger, big Rolling Rock guy.
We win a bet?
Didn't he, probably. Didn't he get...
Make it a case of Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
Latrobe.
Yeah.
Old 33.
He was a big Rolling Rock guy. So I was told, but.
It's a lot of things about Brent.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That might be the best story it has. Well.
Wait. Don't stare at a celebrity.
Yeah.
When you're in the urinal.
I guess now I have to tell the story. Probably early 90s, Michigan State played Miami. And I was working TV at the time, and I took a camera, got an extra credential, took my buddy Tom Kish, and we went to the game, and I had him in the press box. I said, okay, you're not a fan today. Like, you can't cheer in the press box. You just watch the game. And if you see anybody famous, don't make a big deal out of it. So we walk into the old Spartan Stadium press box where it was a tiny little bathroom.
And they had
three urinals. And being two guys, you walk in, you don't go to urinals right next to each other.
No, you
go to one end, he goes to the other. Yeah. And then the urinal in the middle is open. And who walks in? None other than Brent Musburger. And Tom was all fired up, but remembered in the middle that he wasn't supposed to be. So he's sitting there taking a leak, and he turns and looks and sees Musburger, and he goes, Brent, I'm good.
Immediately self-edited. My bad.
He yells out Brent, then turns back to his business and drops, I'm good.